This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. This week, CME Group announced a new educational website to explain the impact of futures markets on everyday life. The interactive website is called futuresfundamentals.com. Tim Andreessen, CME Group Managing Director of Agricultural Commodities and Alternative Investments, says risk is more prevalent in today's society and people want to know how to manage that risk. Consumers today read or hear about financial and commodity markets, how they move, and what they're driven by. But Andreessen says the website will help people understand the impact of those markets on grocery prices, gas prices, and loan rates.
What futuresfundamental.com does is it takes concepts like futures and explores how futures work, the role of hedgers and speculators in the marketplace, and puts it around the context of some of the things that we do commonly today. For example, if you're buying real estate with this idea to sell it at some point in the future, that's essentially speculating on real estate. If you think about risk management, when you buy car insurance, what you're essentially doing is buying a risk management product for the value of your car. So what this does is try to link those kind of topics to really simple explanations within the industries, make it easy and simple to understand. And one of the ways we do that is focus on infographics. So the infographics are a graphic that explains, for example, all the drivers of the price of corn in a really simple way that you can get your head around it.
Again, that was Tim Andreessen, CME Group Managing Director of Agricultural Commodities and Alternative Investments. We could be looking at some more choppy market dynamics this week. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions for an analysis of what we'll be seeing in this week's grain markets.
The volatility of the market is kind of increasing as we're moving now into a period where the funds are investing more in the commodity sector at large, and we're getting an increased flow of fundamental information. And that's going to just simply increase now as we go into the spring and get deeper into the South American harvest and export season. We had news out this morning that from USDA that unknown destinations, which will be believed to be China, bought another 20.9 million bushels of soybeans. That goes into the face of those who've been expecting cancellations. And there have been some cancellations, but it suggests that China is hedging its risk against problems in Brazil. And it is really quite friendly. But the market has had trouble sustaining any type of a rally on that news. And that is a warning flag. Anytime that bullish news fails to sustain a rally, this market is getting pretty top-heavy and overbought. There's a lot of nerves and anxiety. You can point to the wheat market and the volatility we've seen there as well, with big rallies and pullbacks. And Egypt canceled 4 million bushels of previous purchases of soft red winter wheat this morning. So overall, we're seeing a lot more anxiety with a lot more at stake, with more money flowing into the markets.
I imagine this volatility and anxiety will continue as Brazil continues with their harvest.
Well, exactly right. The problem right now, for a while, it was a drought in the central parts, central and southern, but primarily central parts of the belt. Hurting yields, in some cases reports of 40 to 45% reductions in yield estimates as the crop was in pod set and pod fill, but then the late rains have come, reaching many of those areas and trying to recover some of that yield. They say the best yielding crops are yet to be harvested in the northwestern areas of Mato Grosso, but that area has had 8 to 12 inches of rain in the past 10, 11 days, with more rains coming. And that is starting to affect the quality of soybeans. So the market is trying to balance between a big crop in South America overall and the fact that the crop is now being damaged with excessive rains, shipping delays. How does that all play out? It's a big crop, yes. U.S. supplies, though, are getting tight as China takes more than what we can afford to export. We've already reached some of the price targets. Can we go higher? Will the charts turn more bullish? Or is this simply the bounce that was expected ahead of the South American export season? Just a lot of anxiety in the market right now.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Farmers, meet your new hired hand. Country Financial is getting together with AgriVisor to package grain marketing and crop insurance to maximize farm income. With AgriVisor, there is finally a grain marketing management system that is dedicated to improving your bottom line. Combine it with crop insurance from Country, and you've got a winning combination. To find out more, contact your local Country agent, Wayne Schaefer, in Jerseyville. Give us a call at 498-5800.
Extra pounds are not healthy, so slim down for spring by counting calories and fat grams right now. Eat balanced meals in moderation with plenty of farmer-owned Prairie Farms low-fat and non-fat dairy products like non-fat cottage cheese and non-fat sour cream, as well as skim, 0.5% and 1% milk. Plan your snacks by including Prairie Farms low-fat yogurt. And for extra vitamin C while losing weight, remember 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
If fuel prices are costing you a small fortune, Area Diesel Service can help with 5 new Agricultural Diesel Solutions modules. Now over 400 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower. And these performance modules aren't just for combines. There are modules for light and medium-duty trucks. Truck Edition modules will give your Powerstroke, Cummins, Duramax, Dodge, Caterpillar, and International pickups and work trucks increased horsepower and up to 3 more miles per gallon. Call 800-637-2658 or go to areadieselstore.com for more details.
Haul to Jersey County Grain's Hardin River Terminal and you'll save fuel, time, and headache. You won't have to fight traffic or wait in line forever either. Barge shipping rates are low and their prices usually beat the competition. Call Jersey County Grain in Jerseyville or Hardin or check their website for quotes at jerseycountygrain.com. You can also get daily grain bids by email or text message. See Jersey County Grain for details.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
U.S. soybean farmers over the age of 18 can now apply for the 7th annual See for Yourself program. The program gives 10 U.S. soybean farmers the opportunity to learn more about and evaluate specific investment areas of the soy checkoff. Illinois soybean farmer and USB Audit and Evaluation Committee Chair David Hartke says that's one reason this program is so important. As a USB farmer leader, he appreciates these farmers' perspectives on checkoff investments. Participants first travel to St. Louis to witness the operations of the checkoff and visit local sites related to the domestic uses for soybeans. Then they travel internationally to experience how international customers use soy. The program is scheduled to take place August 15th through the 22nd. USB will cover all related rooming, meal, and travel expenses. To apply, visit unitedsoybean.org/seeforyourself. Consumers are more interested than ever in knowing where their food comes from. Pork Checkoff Assistant Vice President of Channel Marketing, Jared Sutton, says transparency is critical.
I think the real opportunity is to find out what is of concern with consumers that are expressing some concern and then obviously addressing that and really hitting it head on. You know, we've realized through our research that consumers can really start to appreciate a bit of a humble approach and for us to acknowledge there are concerns and that they're legitimate concerns and that we share those same concerns immediately puts us on the same side of the table as we start to kind of work together to find solutions. We take responsibility for, you know, everything that we've done and explain how and why we've come to those conclusions.
This transparency can demonstrate to consumers the farmers' focus on continuous improvement. One way to accomplish that goal is through the use of QR or quick response codes. Consumers can use their smartphone to scan a code on the package of pork in the meat case.
It allows people to click on that. It takes them to a microsite, we call it a website, that gives them the opportunity to watch a couple of videos to see, you know, a few farmers talking about how they do what they do on their farm every day and talking about some of the specific issues of using antibiotics judiciously. And we castrate, you know, male piglets at an early age for this reason, and here's how we do it. Here's how we've gotten better over the years, you know, doing it in the best interest of the welfare for that pig, but most importantly to provide you with, as a consumer, that quality, safe a meat product that that you've come to enjoy and you know, have that in an abundant supply at an affordable price. So we've tied all those messages together and tried to do it in a very simple form via this quick, easy, scannable code that allows people to go right to a website, see a 60-second video, and learn a little bit about how pigs become pork.
Sutton says the QR codes help consumers learn more about the farm-to-fork connection. It's been one of the most recognizable ad campaigns of the past 20 years.
Got milk.
The Got Milk ad first appeared in 1994, featuring supermodel Naomi Campbell wearing a milk mustache. Over the years, the ads have featured many celebrities, including Elton John, Katie Couric, and President Bill Clinton. But the iconic Got Milk ads will be phased out as the dairy industry looks for a new direction to increase milk consumption amid declining sales, which have been down 1% nationally the past 2 years. The new ads, which roll out today, have the tagline Milk Life and feature ordinary people instead of famous folks to tout milk's protein richness. Here's an audio clip from one of the new ads.
What 8 grams of protein looks like when you're getting the most out of yourself and out of life. Start your day with the power of protein. Milk Life.
Using special effects, the dairy industry wants to show how milk can help you power through everyday moments and everyday achievements. The ads are commissioned by the Milk Processor Education Program, which is spending $50 million on the marketing effort. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.